Please listen with me for a reading from Gospel according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God. I invite you to pray with me, if you will. God of grace, may the words of my mouth, may the thoughts and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. We pray. Amen. The verses that we've just heard are sometimes called the Great Commission, the last piece of Matthew. I will share it today with those joining the church and the confirmands, but it's a lesson for all of us as well. It's a lesson for us to remember each day. As those 13 youth make their commitment to live in the way of Jesus, as they have chosen to do so, and as the 7 adults who have chosen to live in the way of Jesus in connection with this community, and as 2 families bring their children to be baptized that they might commit to teach and to raise their children in this way of Jesus. As Joe Biden put it, this is a big deal in the life of our community today. Matthew ends his story of Jesus with these words. It sums up what he has to say about Jesus and about those who would follow in the way of Jesus and about the community that would form, that we would now call the church, existing in the way of Jesus. He starts off by saying they gathered together and they worshiped him, but some doubted. We are in good community with our faith ancestors when we gather together, worshiping and doubting. It's an honest trinity of the faith, hope and assurance and doubt sometimes. We worship in confidence and in honesty. We have doubts. Sometimes it seems as we know for certain at least some things, and sometimes we just keep moving forward, hoping that we will know again one day soon. Our doubting keeps us grounded in humility. Our doubting reminds us that we don't know it all, that we are still on the journey, that we are still in process. Jesus then begins this great commissioning. He says, "Go. Go." See, there's nothing stationary in this Christian journey. There are no couch potatoes on the way of Jesus. Our faith is a movement. It's a marching together. It's a bringing forth of change. It's a transformation that's taking place. It's an acknowledgement that not only are we not done yet, the world is not done. Creation is ongoing. Justice still beckons us. We are participants in God's movement. And so we are to go into the world as
as well.
Jesus said, go and make disciples. Disciples. Disciples are not just those 11 characters or 12 characters or 20 characters that we followed following Jesus. Disciples are students. A disciple is a lifelong learner. Disciples sit at their teacher's feet. Disciples, students, take notes on what their teacher is saying. They walk their teacher's rounds as doing an internship. They follow their teacher's words. They study, they pray, they recite their teacher's words. They do as their teachers do. Now, interns watch every move that their mentor makes. They ask lots of questions, and they sometimes make mistakes and are willing to learn from their mistakes. You see, today is not about 20 people entering their names on a church record or getting their tickets punched to heaven. It's about those folks who are taking a step on a journey to take risks and to devote themselves, to remind ourselves that we've been there, taking that step and taking that intentional commitment to be a disciple, a student, to change, to grow, to develop, to move further, not to be satisfied with our childish understandings, but to move forward into maturity of our faith, as Paul speaks of it. Jesus says, go, make disciples of all nations. Now, certainly he's speaking to those 11 who are gathered there, who were good Jewish men, who understood the Jewish scripture. They didn't have ancestry.com, they had the Torah. They studied the Torah, and they knew the promise of their faith that was grounded in that scripture, in the Torah, the promise of Abraham. From the very beginning, this Judeo-Christian faith is grounded in that promise, that covenant. As the Lord said to Abram, go. Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. You see, we are blessed, and we are blessed so that we may be a blessing to others. That's making disciples. This making disciples, this studying of the way of Jesus, this learning and praying and following, it's about growing ourselves, about growing ourselves in our relationship with the divine, but it's also about growing in our awareness of the divine in others and growing in our service to others as well. Blessed to be a blessing. Jesus says, go and make disciples of all nations and baptize them. Baptism is a ritual of naming who we are as God's beloved. It's a recognition that new life comes forth as we are named God's beloved. And we are baptized in the name of the Father, the giver of life, the creator of all. In the name of the Son, God incarnate, God made flesh. If you want to know what God looks like, we look to see what Jesus was like. We see the face of God in the acts and the work and the words of Jesus. And we do so in the name of God's Spirit, the force, the power, the energy, if you will, that allows this transformation, that allows us to do this work of blessing others, that would make it all possible. But it's not just baptism. Go baptize and teach. Teach others about following the way of Jesus. Teach others to do everything that I have commanded you, Jesus says. And what did Jesus command but to love God with every fiber of our being and to love one another? And sometimes we get confused what love really means. Do we send everyone a Valentine or put hearts on everybody? Love, as Jesus showed us, means feeding people and caring for people and healing those who are sick and wounded and including those who are outcasts. We still have the outcasts in our society, at our workplaces, in the lunchrooms, at school, in our neighborhoods, including the outcasts, standing up for justice for all, praying and serving and giving of our time and our possessions and our money, giving of our very selves, our time and our talents. Jesus says, baptize and teach. Teach one another. As we baptize children in the Christian faith, as we welcome new members in the Christian faith, the congregation makes a promise. The congregation is part of that. When someone will just call me on the phone going down the yellow pages asking if I will baptize their child, we have to have a conversation, because we don't do private baptisms. It's done within this community, so the community can do their part and make their commitment as well. The congregation is asked, will you support these people on their spiritual journey? Will you share with them your journey that they might learn from your mistakes or your awakening? Will you share with them in teaching them about the way of Jesus? Will you share with them? Will you teach the children? Will you be there for them, for Sunday school classes to teach them, for vacation Bible school to help them with those crafts and sticky fingers? Will you be with them to go on mission trips and outings? Will you show them what it's like to be Christ's representatives in the world? The community is asked to be present and to be part of this journey for one another, regardless of our age. This is a big deal. It's a big deal committing our lives to be students of the way of Jesus and committing to help one another to be students of the way of Jesus. And when we think about it all, it seems almost too much. And when we get to that point, that's when Jesus says, and remember, I am with you always. You see, we're not doing this alone. Jesus reminds them, you're not in this alone. I am with you. You see, when Moses had his epiphany and his experience of God, Moses asked God's name, and the reply was, just call me I am. I am. The great I am. The isness of the world. I am with you always. When we think about this task that we have undertaken to be followers in the way of Jesus, when it seems like it's too much, we are to remember We are not on this journey alone. I am is with us each step of the way. That's the charge that will be given to our confirmands today. It's the charge that is given to each one of us every morning when we wake up. Will we live our faith in God, the source of life? Will we accept the power that God gives us to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever form they present themselves to us this day? Will we commit ourselves each day to follow in the way of Jesus, the way that he lived and taught, the way of love and justice and mercy and grace and forgiveness? Will we commit to share in the life of the community that follows in the way, to serve as Christ's representative in the world? To serve as Christ's representative in the world? That's a huge commitment to make. To be Christ's PR guy out in the world. To be the face of the divine in the world, not to be entered into lightly. It's committing to be a student for life. It's naming that we are not done, that we didn't graduate at our baptism or our confirmation or our ordination, that we are continuing on this journey. It's acknowledging that we don't have all the answers, but we're willing to continue in the process. And that we can't do it alone. That we can only do it when we connect to the power of the I Am. When we daily submit to prayer and to study and to meditation and to connect with the power of the divine within us and beyond us that lives through us. And it's remembering that even at that, we can't do it alone because we are forgetful creatures. By noon, we've forgotten. By Thursday, we don't remember. And so we gather. We gather to remember who we are and whose we are and what this path of the way of Jesus looks like. We commit to be the faces of Christ for one another so that we can come into this place and go, oh yeah, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. That's what it's all about. Seeing the face of Christ in each other in this place, studying the Bible around a table with one another, entering into conversations, bringing all of our joys and our certainties and all of our doubts and our fears, bringing it all here, knowing that in this space, we will connect, we will encounter, we will be reminded that God is with us and we are not alone. And the great I Am leads us. Thanks be to God. Amen.